The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This corner, weighing in with his take on current events, the smarty of the party, the mighty mite from the right, the heavyweight of debate, the man who's in cahoots with the grassroots, the broadcaster master, Jimmy Sangenberger.
Saturday night is always all right for the Jimmy Sangenberger Show right here on News Talk 710 KNUS now for 7 years running. Good to be with you live, local, and ready to have some fun here on a special edition of, once again, the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. Such a pleasure and a privilege to be with you as always. If you want to join into the festivities, you can call in tonight, 303-696-1971. That is our telephone number. You can also text into the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone. If you don't have it, go ahead, download it, and install it right now. Don't waste any time. Get it on your phone. What have you been waiting for? Plus, you can tweet at me 24/7, 365, at Sang Center. That's Sang with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. And you can email me. A few different places to do that one, 710knus.com. Go to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show page. You can also check out the contact page at jimmysangenberger.com. Remember, there's no A, there's no I, there's no U in Sangenberger. It's all E's all the time. Once you know that, Sangenberger is easy. So great to be with you. We got a lot we're going to sink our teeth into tonight. I have just some fun things planned. We will talk about the Supreme Court nomination and why President Trump absolutely, unquestionably should work hard and vigorously to get a nomination through this year, come hell or high water. We'll probably talk a little bit about the U.S. Postal Service lawsuit. I had a piece last week in The Federalist talking about the Democrat strategy and what they're working towards tonight. Also, it's 7 years of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, but also, believe it or not, I have now crossed the one-decade threshold of AM radio. A decade ago, 10 years ago, this past Wednesday, the 16th, I filled in on a station up in Greeley. We will talk with the former host of that show, Amy Oliver Cook, coming up at the bottom of this hour. It was my very first opportunity to fill in while I was still a student at Regis University, hosting Regis University Radio. I have some sound of that era and even further back of yours truly that, gosh, it really is so much fun to think about and pretty crazy, too, if you consider how long it's been, how far along we've come, and I appreciate you being along for the ride. You know, by the way, I first filled in here on 710K in US on Backbone Radio in May of 2011. I literally just graduated. That day was my commencement ceremony at Regis University, and I filled in on Backbone Radio, so I've been here quite a while, but 7 years of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, a full decade of AM radio, and 12 years since I started hosting radio as a student at Regis University. Tonight, we've got some great conversations. We've got some fun audio clips for you to listen to. So many things that we're going to be doing tonight. Plus, Ken Starr, I got to check in with him yesterday. Boy, was he fired up about Constitution Day and civic education and some other important things. You do not want to miss that conversation. And again, If you want to join in the festivities, 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. We are going to start with our first caller of the evening, none other than Marvin from Aurora. Marvin, how the heck are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. God bless you, Jimmy. You're doing a perfect job out there. You got your mask on in the studio there, brother?
You know, I think that my conversational voice would be a little muffled if I was wearing my mask. And I'm not able to hear quite as well, Marvin. So, no, I'm not.
You sounded like Polis there.
You know, that sounds about right. He does love his mask. Just wear your damn mask, Marvin.
Sorry, I'm such a selfish you-know-what.
So what's on your mind tonight, sir?
I got nothing intelligent. We're gaining ground by leaps and bounds against these tyrannic globalist BASTADRS. And interesting how the mainstream fake news media refuses to report all of these huge swaths Trump is cutting out of the New World Order. This recent partnership between the Arabs and the Jews is just flat amazing.
You know, and we've been talking about that on this show. Let me just interject because it truly is historic and remarkable. And as I talked about last week, President Trump deserves the Nobel Peace Prize.
There's no doubt about it, especially compared to Bonzo, who got it before he did anything, and then he turned into one of the biggest warmongering dividers in American history.
It's true.
Marvin, I don't want to inject you any more sour grapes, but the Patriots are on a roll here.
Yeah.
Mainstream media does not want to let you in on that.
Well, hey, Marvin, I want to ask you, because I know you have been a listener and a caller from since early on in the Jimmy Sangenberger show. Where
congratulations, Jimmy.
Thank you, man,
you're almost no longer a whippersnapper. To me, you will always be, but congratulations on that tenure, sir. You're gaining some whiskers on you, young man.
I appreciate it.
What's your question? I'm sorry.
No, my question was just like, you've been listening for so many years. What are you thinking now that I've been on this program for 7 years now? We've done a decade of AM radio. Your thoughts on how things have come along?
AM radio is the last bastion of conservative talk remaining in America. I'm sad to report that the Republican Party and Fox News, otherwise known as Faux News, these people are out to lunch in cahoots with the Democrats. I am so angry with the Republican Party. There is nary an upstanding voice speaking out forcefully against this globalist tyranny. The Republicans sit around twiddling their thumbs with Cory Gardner, for crying out loud, while John Hickenlooper runs roughshod over us like gangsters laughing all the way to the bank. Good grief. We're doing great. We're doing great. The smart people are tuning in. More and more Democrats are walking
Marv,
away.
Marvin, you're totally missing the point that I'm selfish. I'm totally wanting you to increase my ego for a moment. I was talking about my show.
Jimmy, your show's doing great. I'd like to
and
see
me.
pardon me?
And me, yes. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
I'd like to see you get involved with an outfit that could expose you to a greater, wider audience. I appreciate the limited exposure you can get with the fine people who employ you now. But I'll shut up. I don't want any more sour grapes. You're doing great. You're on a roll. And so is, to answer your question, yes, AM radio is kicking behind like never before. Mm. I'm tuning all up and down the dial. Funny how the leftist stuff is nowhere in sight in these parts.
No, that's how it goes.
On the dial, that is.
All right, Marvin. Well, I appreciate you listening all these years, and thanks for calling in as always.
God bless all you patriots. I'm waiting for the day when we run Polis out on a rail, you tyrannic so-and-so. Thank you, Jimmy. Good evening. God bless all patriots.
You know, the problem with Marvin is that he's so shy, and he never really knows how to get his points across. And he just doesn't speak with conviction. I mean, that's just the one thing for Marvin in Aurora. All right, here's how I want to start off the show tonight after that always invigorating call from Marvin in Aurora. By the way, 303-696-1971, our telephone number if you want to join into the festivities. I want to take you back. Back to September 21st, 2013. The very first edition of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Here's a quick minute of how we began that program. We got a lot of fun clips from the past decade and more of yours truly and hear the first moments. You might be able to hear a hint of anxiety in my voice, but here you go.
Jimmy Sangenberger!
Saturday night is all right for the Jimmy Sangenberger Show right here on News Talk 710 KNUS. It's so great to be here behind the microphone in my own program. Of course, if you are tuning in tonight waiting to hear Larry Kudlow, I'm sorry, but now you've got some live and local talk here on News Talk 710 KNUS, the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, every Saturday night on 710 from 5 to 8 p.m., and we will bring you national issues, of course, but also into state issues, local issues, Republican and conservative political issues, because for those of you who don't know me, I do come from that particular persuasion, if you will. We will be talking about a variety of issues over the course of however many weeks.
However many weeks. Multiply that by 52 weeks times 7 years, and that's the number of however many weeks we've been here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. But one thing that caught my attention from the way that I opened the show in 2013 was Larry Kudlow, the mention of Larry Kudlow. Indeed, Mr. Kudlow, his show was at 5 p.m. here on KNUS. And then when I started the show, 5 to 8, he was bumped to 8 o'clock. And now, of course, he's in the Trump administration and has been for a couple of years now as a senior economic advisor. But that's sort of the development. I know one gentleman who I've known from Colorado politics over the last several years still hasn't let up over the fact that my show replaced Larry Kudlow's. Now, he would listen to my show and he listened to Business for Breakfast when we did that for 2.5 years, but he still won't let up over Larry Kudlow. Folks, it has been a wild ride and the issues just don't stop. They're not showing any signs of slowing down. In fact, it's ramping up. With the passing of Justice Ginsburg yesterday, you can expect things to heat up even more. Now, just first a word on Justice Ginsburg. My heart does go out to her family, her friends, the members of the court who held her close as a dear friend. In fact, the late, great Justice Scalia was good friends with Ginsburg despite their very stark political differences. An example that you can have friends, believe it or not, even in 2020, you can have friends who vehemently disagree with you on politics, ideology, and constitutional interpretation. And the friendship of Ginsburg and Scalia was truly something. And say what you will about her politics and her jurisprudence, which was unquestionably wrong, almost without fail. She was someone who was a trailblazer who never let anything stop her and get in the way of moving forward and actually reaching the position on the Supreme Court. It truly is a remarkable story. And in fact, I encourage you to check out an op-ed by Judge Ken Starr in the Wall Street Journal today, entitled Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Equality's Gracious Champion. Quite a good piece from Judge Starr, who we will share an interview. I caught up with him before the Ginsburg news broke yesterday. We'll share that interview later on in the show. But I think he appropriately pays homage to her as a person, even though we strongly and emphatically disagree with her on the issues and on her interpretation of the Constitution. Tonight, though, we will spend some time talking about where we go from here and what President Trump should do, what the Republicans should do. I am a strong believer that this nomination should move forward and be voted on. And we will get to that in the next segment for a few minutes and throughout the course of the evening. If you have any thoughts, ideas, input, memories from the past 7 years of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, please feel free. Give us a call, 303-696-1971, and tweet at us on the 710 KNUS app. We're going to take a quick break. We're just getting started. Don't go anywhere. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger. This is News Talk 710 KNUS.
Jimmy Sangenberger, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Bumper music known to man, 7 years running here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. By the way, this is the first of the best bumper music known to man ever heard on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. The first bumper, September 21st, 2013. Good to have you along for the ride this evening as we recognize a lot of topics of conversation of great import and some significant just transitions over time here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show and in radio and so forth. It's just such a pleasure and a privilege to be with you once again here on the show, celebrating a decade of AM radio as well, which honestly, it's mind-boggling to think of where all the time has gone. Ted Cruz, going to the topic for a moment of the Supreme Court again. Ted Cruz was on with Sean Hannity last night and had some reaction saying, look, the United States Senate needs to approve President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. Here is what Ted Cruz said.
We are one vote away from losing our fundamental constitutional liberties. And I believe that the president should next week nominate a successor to the court. And I think it is critical that the Senate takes up and confirms that successor before Election Day. There's going to be enormous pressure from the media. There's going to be enormous pressure from Democrats to delay filling this vacancy. But this election, this nomination is why Donald Trump was elected.
Yes.
This confirmation is why the voters voted for a Republican majority in the Senate. And I'll tell you one reason in particular, Sean, why I think it is tremendously important that not only does the nomination happen next week, but that the confirmation happen before Election Day. Because Democrats and Joe Biden have made clear they intend to challenge this election. They intend to fight the legitimacy of the election. As you know, Hillary Clinton has told Joe Biden, under no circumstances should you concede. You should challenge this election. And we cannot have Election Day come and go with a 4-4 court. A 4-4 court that is equally divided cannot decide anything. And I think we risk a constitutional crisis if we do not have a 9-justice Supreme Court, particularly when there is such a risk of a contested litigation and a contested election. 20 years ago, I was part of the legal team that litigated Bush versus Gore and went to the Supreme Court. 37 days, the country did not know who the president was going to be. And if we had a 4-4 court, it could have dragged on for weeks and months. And so I think we have a responsibility to do our job. The president should nominate a principled constitutionalist with a proven record. And the Senate, it's going to take a lot of work to get it done before Election Day, but I think we should do our job and protect the country from the constitutional crisis that could result otherwise.
We had to play that whole clip because his point about the contested election is critical, because having a 4-4 divide on the Supreme Court, I don't even know how you come back from that sort of thing. But the most salient point that he made, in my view, was about President Trump being elected in large part on this. That was what
brought conservatives to the table in 2016, rallying behind President Trump, then candidate Donald Trump. I know this because, and I'll play a clip later on the show, on June 18th, 2016, I came out and said, look, we got to vote for President Trump. There was a lot of consternation among conservatives, particularly in Colorado about that time. People weren't willing to accept that he was likely to secure the nomination and then even challenge the ability for him to get that nomination. And I said, look, the reality is we got to defeat Hillary Clinton and the Supreme Court and the judiciary. That was the biggest thing that got me on board with President Trump, especially when his campaign released a list of 11 names, which was truly remarkable at the time, 11 names of rock solid constitutionalists that he would consider for the court. Ted Cruz is not exaggerating there. It is a critical point that we must not lose sight of. That was one of the big reasons why President Donald Trump was elected in 2016. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Amy Oliver Cook will join me. Biff Gore coming up at the top of the hour and so much more. Keep it right here. It's the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Jimmy Sangenberger, News Talk 710 KNUS.
I can see why you think you belong. Never tried to make you think or let you see one thing for yourself. But now you're off with someone else and I'm alone. You see, I thought that I might keep you for my own. Amy, what you wanna do? I think I could stay with you for a while, maybe longer if I do.
Welcome back to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. Great to be with you once again. You know, this past Wednesday was the 10-year anniversary of my first time hosting AM radio as I filled in on the Amy Oliver Show up in Greeley, hosted by now leader of the John Locke Foundation over in North Carolina, think tank that is fighting the good fight in that battleground state. And I am so pleased, privileged, and honored to welcome to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show the woman who gave me my first shot in AM talk radio, Amy Oliver Cook, joining me. Good evening, Amy. Welcome.
Jimmy, thank you so much, and what a lovely welcome, playing the song that opened my show for 10 years. Little known factoid, Pure Prairie League actually came into my studio one time and sang it live on the air to me.
Which is truly incredible and so much fun. Yes, indeed, that is your theme song. I figured, well, heck, of course I got to play it. I have no choice.
I have a real quick question for you. What were you, like, six or something when you hosted my show?
I was so young. I had just turned 20 a month and a half before, and I was still at Regis University. And how we met, do you remember where it was we met?
Didn't we meet at some rally, and you said to me something like, hey, if you ever need anybody to fill in on your show, and I always loved having new people fill in because it was kind of fun to see if we could find some new talent. Obviously, we did.
Yeah, it was a balanced budget rally for the balanced budget amendment, which never went anywhere. But it was.
Oh my god!
But that's
back. What was it? 2010? A balanced.
Yes.
Back when we actually talked about things like that.
Yes, I know. I know. We are so far gone from that. And it's so crazy because I have, and I'm going to play a couple of minutes from the show. I don't think you've ever heard, even back then, my first
performance as a fill-in host. So I've got a snippet of the opening of the show that I'm gonna cringe as we play it, but I'll play it in a moment here. But back then, it was so interesting listening to the show that I did in 2010 and the issues. We're gonna have Bob Beaupre up in an hour. He was one of my first guests on that show, along with Todd Shepard, who was then with Complete Colorado and was weekly guest on your show. And talking about the issues of the day when we were thinking about Cory Gardner running for Congress for the very first time, Ken Buck for Senate. We had the Mays Tent Credo Hickenlooper election. I mean, different era.
Right. And you know what? If you remember, Betsy Markey, talk about a flashback. Betsy Markey beat Marilyn Musgrave in 2008 to capture the 4th congressional. And so she was one of the deciding votes on Obamacare. And she kept trying. She was like hemming and hawing and everything else. And, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. And you know what? We all knew what she was going to do. And I remember this. She came on the show when I was there, and I had her on. And she said they were bending the cost curve. Yeah, they bent it all right, straight up.
Oh.
But that was – and then Corey, that was a heated primary for the 4th congressional district, and I remember thinking early on, Corey is the guy and needs to win that seat.
So now in Colorado, he's running for re-election for the United States Senate. You're in North Carolina now, but what's your take on Colorado and the need to re-elect Corey?
I'll tell you what, absolutely crucial, especially. With all that's at stake. Also, I got to tell you, Hickenlooper's a horrible candidate.
Yes.
You know, you knew he was bad as a candidate when he was governor, but I'll tell you what, few people have run as bad of a campaign as Hickenlooper has. Part of that is I actually don't think he actually wants it. I mean, he told how many times did he say he's not cut out to be a senator? Why on earth is he even there? That being said, in North Carolina, also a crucial state for the United States Senate, Tom Tillis is in the fight of his political life against a guy named Cal Cunningham. And I will say this, I said it early on when I saw Cal Cunningham, the left is running the same campaign that they ran with Jason Crow against Mike Kaufman. They're running it here with Cal Cunningham against Tom Tillis. It's this, family, veteran, kind of an empty suit. And Cal Cunningham, I will say this, he had his first debate, and it was somebody, one of the political commentators down here said, it was one of the worst debate performances since Gerald Ford said the Soviet Union is no longer a threat. That's how bad Cal Cunningham has performed on the debate stage. But still, it is that Jason Crow, and your listeners will know, obviously, that it's that Jason Crow campaign playbook.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, one thing that I've taken note of is that we haven't seen Hickenlooper debate yet, at least in the general election. He didn't do so well up against Andrew Romanoff in those rare occasions that he actually showed up for a debate. It was almost like you needed a subpoena to get him to show up for the debate, like you need a subpoena to get him to show up to an ethics commission hearing. But it is remarkable to think about how much politics in this state of Colorado in particular has changed since a decade ago when I first filled in for you, Amy Oliver Cook.
It has changed a lot, but know this. The left obviously has gotten significantly stronger in Colorado, and they are exporting their model to other states.
Yes.
I say that because I see it every single day in North Carolina. They are pouring millions into this state to do to North Carolina what they did to Colorado. I mean, it is the same playbook We have an equivalent here of what you guys, you know, Progress Now in Colorado. We have something here in North Carolina. We are a very strong right-to-work state, but that's being threatened by a teachers association that wants collective bargaining for public sector employees so that they then have their army of foot soldiers so they can flip the rest of the state. The other thing is we also have a lot of, same thing, sue over every single law that was or bill that was passed by a Republican legislature. They sue and they take it up to the Supreme Court. The interesting thing about North Carolina is our judges and justices are elected. And the left poured a ton of money into flipping the North Carolina State Supreme Court. It is a 6-1 progressive left majority.
Wow.
So all they do is sue, kick stuff up to the North Carolina State Supreme Court, and pretty much the Democrats will get the outcome they want.
That's one of the reasons why I have been in favor of the idea of retention elections that we have in Colorado, but not outright elections for judges.
I actually don't mind the election, but you have to pay attention to them. You have to pay attention to them.
Yeah.
And the left has done a better job of that. Mm-hmm. But politics have changed. And I'll tell you, it's the hyperinflation of politics. You look at how much money is now being spent in Colorado on school board races. I remember right before I left, 2019, there were school board races that were a couple $1 million. That's a school board race. So it's that hyperinflation of politics, and you're starting to see that spread into other areas, into other states that the left is targeting. So know this, and what you all see in Colorado and that I saw when I was there, much of those same tactics, they are taking those and trying to implement them in places across the country.
Make no mistake, that is happening. Again, we're talking with Amy Oliver Cook, joining me on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Just a few minutes left with Amy, who for a decade hosted the Amy Oliver Show up in Greeley and also is a former vice president at the Independence Institute. So, okay, this has not been heard in 10 years. I was a student at Regis University. It was my very first time filling in on AM radio, and here are a few excerpts put together on the Amy Oliver Show, Jimmy Sangenberger hosting, of my opening monologue. Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Amy Oliver Show. I'm Jimmy Sangenberger, sitting in for the aforementioned Mrs. Oliver, who is away in, I believe, Ohio right now. Thanks so much for joining us. It is a real honor and a pleasure to be with you this morning. You know, most of my experience really comes from hosting an online radio show that I run Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. at krcx.org. You can also check out podcasts and blog posts on my website, sengcenter.com, S-E-N-G, center.com. So go check that out. We have some great stuff. My interest primarily lies largely in the politics and the economics areas of things. And to start off, I want to explain sort of what I believe, the cores of what I believe, and why I believe it. You know, a lot of people say around the time of Election Day, I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal, I'm a Republican, I'm a Democrat. But they don't necessarily talk about the specifics of what they believe, and just as importantly, why they believe what they believe. And so I would coin the phrase, I believe, of the host of this program, that I am a raging free market capitalist. And, you know, I'm a believer in limited government, individual responsibility, personal freedom, private property rights, and a competitive free market system. I think that those are really the backbone of a free society. If you want to have a free society, you have to empower the individual. I come from the belief that society is made up of individuals, where every one of us has our own talents, our own skills, everything that we bring as individuals to the economy, to our life. Isn't empowering the individual and harnessing the ingenuity, the creativity, and the human spirit of every one of us individuals the best way to really prosper economically and move forward in the ways that we really want as a nation? Fundamentally, Amy Oliver Cook, my philosophy has not changed, but okay, grade me 10 years later.
Jimmy, you were talented then, and you're even more talented now. Let me tell you, and one of the things I love about what I do is seeing young people who come up and have that, have an ability, but more than, not just ability, but you had a passion, you have a drive, you have an ambition, and you always wanted to be better. And I don't find that a lot today, but I'll tell you what, when somebody my age does, we want to do everything we can to help you succeed. My friend, you have done incredibly well. I can't tell you how honored I am that your first time hosting AM radio was my show. It is one of those things that I will always use as a claim to fame.
I appreciate that. You're so kind. I know you mean every word, but still, I really appreciate it very much.
And you were very good. You were good then. You're better now.
I appreciate it.
And you know what? Here's the only thing I would say, pay it forward.
Yes.
Somebody will come up to you one day and want to host your show. Let them do it. It's okay if they make mistakes. Just let them do it. I know you will, because you're that kind of guy.
Amy Oliver Cook, it was an honor to fill in for you then. It's an honor to continue to call you a friend now. Thanks so much for taking the time to join us from North Carolina, and keep up the good work now at the John Locke Foundation, fighting the good fight in North Carolina.
And you continue doing it in Colorado. I'll have my eyes on you all on election night.
Thank you, my friend. Take care and best wishes.
Talk to you later.
Once again, Amy Oliver Cook joining us here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. And yes, it really is just so special to look back and think, wow, 10 years ago I was filling in on the Amy Oliver Show, and now here we are, especially too, with Jimmy at the Crossroads, my web show in partnership with the Washington Examiner, with some exciting plans up ahead. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Special guest, very special guest. Amy's special, everybody's special coming up tonight, but somebody is particularly special who will be joining us in just a few moments. Keep it right here. It's the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Jimmy Sangenberger, News Talk 710 KNUS.
Jimmy Sangenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. Such a pleasure and a privilege to be with you. 7 years of the Jimmy Sangenberger Show, a full decade of AM radio, and it is my wonderful privilege to welcome back to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show the man who started it all by introducing me to talk radio back, oh gosh, the summer between 7th and 8th grade, and I got absolutely hooked. And I know he loves the Hollies tune, Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress. I figured I'd lend a little harmonica as I welcome to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show on 710 KNUS, my Grandpa Walt. Grandpa, welcome back.
Hey, thank you, Jimmy. Hey, congratulations. I can't believe it's been 10 years. longer on college radio. But you're doing a great job, and thank you for playing my favorite all-time rock and roll song.
You are welcome. Did you like the harmonica accompaniment, or did I ruin the song?
Yeah. No. That should have been part of it. I mean, they should have, the Holly should have hired you a long time ago.
Wait a second. How old were you when they came out with that song? I don't think I was even,
I don't remember. It was one of those songs.
It was a long, you know, my mother was probably in middle school at the time.
Probably.
If not elementary school.
And then your mother, she's named Amy. And the song before, Blue Oyster Cult.
Oh, yes, exactly right. Exactly right.
From, Amy. Yeah.
All right. So let me ask you, did you create a monster in getting me into talk radio or what?
I'm not sure. You know? It's been a blessing and a curse.
Where's the curse part? I have no idea.
Well, no, I'm just kidding. No.
Well,
you're doing great. I really, I love listening to you on Saturday night. I come up to my room and I just put on the, you're on television here. What is it? YouTube.
Yeah, for Jimmy at the Crossroads, there's that
radio.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there's listening here. And so let me ask you sort of, because you've been a longtime talk radio listener going back to when Rush Limbaugh first came to Albany, New York, where you live. What is it about talk radio that really, especially Rush, but just talk radio in general, that got you so interested?
You can listen to talk radio when you're doing, whatever you're doing. You're not glued to a television. You're not glued. And most talk radio, they talk about things that we like, to things that are interesting to us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's local news. There's national news.
Yeah, it is interactive. Like it's one of those intimate conversations because you're not distracted by pictures and all that.
Exactly. It's unique.
That's a great point. Well,
and, before Rush came on, it was dying. I mean, AM radio was almost dead. You know, I'm talking 30 years ago, whatever.
Yeah. No, it's so true, it had a renaissance because of Rush and conservative talk radio. And I just remember we went golfing, and then on the way back from golfing to your house, we were listening to Rush Limbaugh, and that's what started this whole train on a conservative talk radio. Grandpa, it is so great to have you.
There's so many pioneers in radio. I can't remember the names right now, but down in New York City, there was Bob Grant, was it? Yeah. I mean, way back.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we're out of time here, but I so appreciate you calling in, Grandpa. Thank you for introducing
me
to talk radio
again.
And coming on. You should.
Oh, you're welcome.
Give me a hard time when we disagree. Yeah.
I know. You're my moderate.
I'm
only kidding.
All right. Love you, Grandpa. Thank you.
Okay. Love you, too. Okay.
Grandpa Walt joining me here on the Jimmy Sangenberger Show. Biff Gore in the next hour. Love that, man. Stay with us.